It's a beautiful, majestic building which has been a part of downtown Santa Barbara for more than a century. The huge structure with three giant arched doorways that stayed in Annapamoose Streets was built in 1912 as a post office. But by the mid-1930s, the post office had moved, and despite its prime location, the building sat empty. Then some Santa Barbara residents with vision stepped up with an idea.
Some local people had been using one of the rooms over at the public library as an exhibition space. A couple of the local artists started looking at this abandoned post office building that had been closed down for a number of years. They said, couldn't that possibly become a museum? There was a kind of groundswell of support. Why don't we asked the federal government if we could have that building and turn it into an art museum. So it was pretty extraordinary. It was a grassroots groundswell creation of a museum.
Santa Barbara Museum of Art director and CEO Larry Feinberg says it was a big dream, especially for a city of only around 35,000 people at the time. But the idea clicked and people stepped up to help remodel the building. This year marks the museum's 75th anniversary, and it will celebrate with a weekend full of events.
It's a dovetailing of an adult event on Saturday night with this wide-open community celebration on Sunday.
Patsy Hicks is the Santa Barbara Museum of Art's Director of Education. Hicks says Saturday night will be an adult atelier event. It will feature music, games, food, and a chance to visit the museum after hours. Sunday, there will be a family-friendly party.
Sunday, everything is free. All the art activities, all the music, all the food and drink, the museum itself, everything is free. We want as many people as possible to explore the museum.
The celebrations will spread out onto the plaza in front of the museum and include not just the museum's art, but works by hundreds of local school children.
We'll have all this artwork on display that's been inspired by the works of art on view. We have their artwork side by side with the museum's collection.
The 75th anniversary is also helping to kick off a major project for the museum's future.
That post office building I mentioned is over 100 years old now, and other parts of the museum finished in 1942. They, too, are starting to show their age, and so we need to do really a major renovation.
Museum Director and CEO Larry Feinberg says they've launched a $50 million capital campaign to make critical repairs to the complex's roof, climate control system, and perhaps most importantly, its structural integrity. They've already topped $20 million committed. At the same time, Feinberg says they'll take advantage of the project to add a rooftop event area, educational space, and more room for exhibits.
We have something like 28,000 works in our collection, and at any given time, we only have room for perhaps 1,000 on view. By adding a second floor in places where there is none, we can increase our gallery space by about 25%. And we would use that space to show more of our permanent collection, contemporary art, Asian art, and for the first time, we'll have a dedicated space for our great photography collection.
Feinberg says besides growing an amazing permanent collection, the museum has developed a great international reputation.
We have a great antiquities collection, Greek and Roman antiquities, which actually we're going to be placing on loan at the Getty Museum during the course of the renovation. European and American 19th century art collections, one of the few museums on the West Coast to have three Monets. Very strong Asian collections across the board.
You can check out all of the museum's exhibitions, including their latest, Puja and Piety, Hindu, Jain, and Buddhist art from the Indian subcontinent, for free this coming Sunday. And if all that isn't enough of a reason, there's cake. They've ordered a birthday cake to feed more than 1,200 people. The Santa Barbara Museum of Art's 75th birthday celebration is from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.